From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hundreds are dead at the Hajj. A stampede in Saudi Arabia killed at least 717 people Thursday and injured more than 800. Video from the scene showed bodies strewn across the ground in Mina, 5 kilometers east of Mecca. Muslims visit the site to throw rocks at pillars representing the devil in a final ritual before the beginning of the Eid al-Adha holiday. U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet during next week's U.N. General Assembly in New York. Charles Maines reports.
The meeting between the leaders of the United States and Russia in effect ends a standoff over direct talks after the two men fell into disagreement on a number of issues, including the war in Ukraine, Moscow's support for Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, and a rollback on democratic rights within Russia. A White House official said Thursday the meeting came at President Vladimir Putin's request. He said the president would take advantage of this meeting to discuss Ukraine. But later a Kremlin spokesman said the meeting is taking place by mutual agreement, and Syria would be the primary issue discussed. He added that talks on Ukraine would be included if time allows. Charles Maines, Moscow.
A Congo-Brazzaville opposition leader says the people will take to the streets this Sunday to protest President Denis Sassou Nguesso's decision to seek a third term. The president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party said people will take a page from Burkina Faso's demonstrations against their president's bid for a third term. Pope Francis wrapped up his visit to Washington after delivering an historic address to Congress. One of his topics, the needs of migrants.
We must not be taken aback by the numbers, but rather view them as persons.
The Pope left the U.S. Capitol Thursday afternoon for New York City. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping heads to Washington Thursday for talks with President Barack Obama. The two leaders are expected to discuss a number of difficult issues, including cyber attacks, human rights, and economics. The European Union's Mediterranean naval operation will begin the second phase of an operation against migrant traffickers on October 7th. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini announced the decision in Rome, saying the assets are ready. Explaining the new phase, Mogherini said that European warships will operate against traffickers in international waters. They will not enter into Libyan territory. The European Union urged its 28 member countries Thursday to start their own investigations into Volkswagen's fake emissions tests. Germany's transport minister has announced that the automaker has admitted it falsified results in Europe, just as it did in the United States. U.S.-based rights organization Human Rights Watch says Rwandan authorities are unlawfully holding some of the country's most vulnerable citizens in an unofficial detention center in the capital, Kigali. The organization released a report Thursday detailing accounts from people who had been interned at the Gikondo Transit Center, locally known as Kwa Kabuga, between 2011 and 2015. It says it found that Rwandan authorities are unlawfully detaining such people as prostitutes, street vendors, beggars, homeless people, and suspected petty criminals as a means of keeping undesirable elements off the streets. Two suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital on Thursday, killing at least 25 people. The targets had been attending prayers at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday at a mosque run by the Shiite Houthi group that seized control of the city a year ago. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Colombia's president and the leader of the FARC rebel group have reached a breakthrough in peace talks. Those talks were aimed at ending more than 50 years of bloodshed and one of the world's longest-running wars. President Juan Manuel Santos and the FARC commander, Timoleon Jimenez, also known as Timochenko, agreed to sign a final accord by next March. The agreement was reached in Havana, where both sides have been holding 3 years of talks, sponsored by Cuba and Norway. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down, European markets were down, and markets in Asia Thursday ended the day mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.